What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Turning to our mailbox right now, Steve Elkins just sent me an email. Answer to your caller's question on coronavirus positive but asymptomatic. The question, is the person immune? I would say that the person's immune system has responded and is fighting the virus. That is why the person is not showing signs and symptoms of the disease. Are they contagious? I would say that their level of being positive for coronavirus is very low and most likely not infectious. If you have a fever, then you are contagious. The fever is our body's defense to activate the white cells to attack the foreign pathogen. And we have another email here saying that a ventilator is merely a very expensive and sophisticated pump like the one used to inflate car tires and footballs. It pumps air in and out. Hopefully this increases oxygenation of blood if the patient is having difficulty in breathing. Blowing up a lung, as Steve Elkins says, is the worst damage it can do. Short of this, it can cause leakage of fluid in the space between the pleura, which are the membranes covering the lungs, and cause other problems as well. I saw on a website today, a write-up of two doctors who were down with COVID-19. What the hospital did was actually use a machine somewhat similar to a heart-lung machine, which actually oxygenated the blood of the doctors. Both of them recovered. All righty. So getting on back to some actual news now. Missouri has filed a lawsuit against the Chinese government over the coronavirus pandemic, claiming China's officials are to blame for the devastating outbreak that's sweeping the globe. Meanwhile, Beijing media is out there saying that the COVID-19 actually originated in the United States and was brought to China with this Warriors Olympics that they had a while back. Everybody's pointing fingers at each other. Fire departments have issued a warning. Apparently, people who can't afford to buy a large number of masks to use once and throw away, they're trying to sanitize their face masks. And there are ways to do that with hydrogen peroxide. But unfortunately, apparently, some people are using their microwave oven to sanitize their face mask, and they're causing fires. So little warning, don't do that. All right. Now, Mayor Bill de Blasio set up a text hotline for New Yorkers to snitch on other New Yorkers who were violating social distance. They've had to shut it down because it was being bombarded with prank memes and apparently some very rude comments, including one that likens de Blasio to Adolf Hitler. Okay. Now, Attorney General William Barr is saying that he might join lawsuits against states that don't reopen fast enough. Trying to get the economy back on track here. And the Trump administration has unfortunately painted itself into a bit of a corner, which the Democrats are going to be thrilled about, because you've got that portion of the population who thinks the lockdown should continue because they're terrified of COVID-19. And then you've got the other part of the American people who want the economy back on track so that they can pay their rent and buy food and so forth and so on. So no matter what Trump does from this point on, there's going to be a significant chunk of the voting public that is not going to like it. Hence my earlier comment about what we need is a good war as a distraction here. Okay, there's a new study carried out by the Zhejiang University in Hangzhou, China, and it finds that COVID-19 has mutated into at least 30 different variations, and the ability of the novel coronavirus to mutate has been underestimated. Well, again, any life form based on RNA has a high potential for mutation. You're all familiar with DNA, which are the two strands of nucleotides that form the helix shape. And it's very stable for the most part. But what RNA is, it's a single strand that doubles back on itself. And it can loop and it can skip and it can jump. And it's very unstable. It's obviously a much older variation of the self-replicating molecule than DNA. But researchers found there were many more mutations within their samples than previously had been reported. Apparently, around 60% of the mutations are considered new. That's always the danger with any one of these pathogens. It could quickly mutate to something that, you know, is very, very, very serious. Now, over time, all pathogens mutate to be benign. German measles is a good example, or measles is a good example. When it first showed up, it was a slate wiper. Now it's considered a childhood annoyance because it doesn't do a pathogen any good to immediately kill its host before it has a chance to find new hosts. So pathogens that are killing their hosts very quickly, like Ebola Mayinga, for example, they don't get a chance to reproduce. They die; the infection dies out very quickly. The very best pathogens are ones that don't make you sick at all, and in fact can form a symbiotic relationship with you. Now, a Belgian biotech firm claims to have developed an antibody test that is 100% accurate, and it's already manufacturing thousands of them per week. The whole idea of the antibody test is to be able to find out who has had COVID-19, who has developed an immunity to it. And an antibody test will do that. Now, if you had COVID-19 and you didn't develop antibodies, the test will come back negative. If it comes back positive, then presumably you could be allowed back into the general population without being at risk for either catching the disease or giving it to anybody else. Hence the pressure to come up with a reliable antibodies test here. All right, we're still seeing protests all across the country for people who really are opposed to this house arrest that we're under. And apparently a couple of Texas activists hit the streets of Austin to promote hashtag all businesses matter and to spread the word that the globalists are pushing a Bill Gates-funded vaccine as a solution to COVID-19. Seeing that all over the country here. Santa Cruz County is going to reopen their beaches, taking the lesson from Florida. Okay. Virologists insist America's coronavirus cases will spike the moment we relax social distancing, which will last until 2021 as anti-lockdown protests gain momentum and Trump considers reopening the economy. All right. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has issued an executive order that New Yorkers must wear a mask or face covering when unable to maintain social distancing. Still out there trying to do all of that thing. Okay, we're going to take some more phone calls here. Rick in Arizona. Hello, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
A couple of quick things. I guess you got to ask yourself, who has more credentials, Justin or Dr. Lorraine Day, who calls it a hoax? Now, she says that COVID stands for Certificate of Vaccination Identification Document, COVID. Nobody's dying of COVID. It's just an acronym that they use. Anyways, another thing is if you take and replace the word coronavirus with anti-Semitism, I think you will find out what they're feverishly trying to stamp out. This is what's spreading, and it's not coronavirus, and they have to use this virus to keep us separated, not talking with people. Because for 20 years on the Internet, there's a lot of stuff that's bubbled up. And this awakening of the people has put all hands on deck by the ruling class. Stop this. They've got everything to lose by letting life go on as normal in America and around the world for that matter, because people are wising up. You don't have to have, you know, shareholder capitalism to own the oil companies and the banks. And this is all the kind of stuff they talked about before Hitler came to power. When Hitler came to power, he stopped all shareholder capitalism. He stopped private banking. And so this is what they're afraid of. There's an awakening out there that they're trying to separate people. And I believe Dr. Day, that this thing is a total hoax. They use the coronavirus because everybody carries it. And you're going to test for that sooner or later in 1 year. You're going to get a cold. And the government is baffling you with their BS because most people are so – they don't know anything about biology, so they just believe what they hear on TV. Thank you for taking it.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Jim in Montana. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I'm going to make this my quickest one yet. I appreciate your point at the beginning of the show that if we push too hard ourselves, that they will come up with another distraction like the war with Iran. But they're going to do that anyway. They're going to do it anyway. It's full-out war on the whole world. I don't think, you know, I totally appreciate it, but if we live by, you know, don't fight back, don't do this, because, you know, they'll they'll do this, you know, we'll never get anywhere that way, you know. So I'm working on a couple ideas on my topic yesterday on how we can get organized together, make sure that we have the numbers that we need to do just to carry out my plan that I want. I'm not going to say it on there because I don't want them to be able to, you know, pre-plan on it or anything. But anyways, that's it for me. You know, if we go by, like, if we don't, you know, push back, if we don't fight, if we push too hard, you know, they'll just do something bad. You know, well, that's how war works. You know, we can't just stand by because, you know, we're worried about what they're going to do because they're already doing it. They'll go to war with Iran anyway, you know. All right, Mike. Hey, dude, you're the best, man. Thank you so much for the platform you created and all your hard work. Have a great day.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Good day. Yeah, Mike, what's on my mind is this immigration. Trump's going to – now he's going to say legal immigration is going to be cut for 90 days. It should be for 90 years. That's what he should be telling these demon rats. You're not going to have your illegal voters with legal and illegal immigration. And, yeah, he needs definitely a nine-year moratorium on legal immigration and a 999-year on illegal immigration because this is what this is all about, this whole thing with Corona. In the Supreme Court, like I told you, Michael, they will do anything the Democrat Party throw the kitchen sink at Trump because he's trying to stop this immigration legally and illegally. And he knows where these votes are going to go. All these people are coming to this country. They're not going to vote Republican. They want the free handouts. Let's get to the real deal here, the real point. The point of the matter is, Michael, with the coronavirus, you had just mentioned measles and mumps. I looked it up, Michael. It was way worse than this pandemic here.
Yes.
The measles and mumps. And what kind of lies and conniving, cheating, stealing are these demon rats in the media doing here to the American public? And you got that witch that looks like a witch. She looks like that actress. I can't remember her name. There's an actress who looks just like that lady in the governor of Michigan, Gretchen. I'm telling you, there's a lady actor. I can't remember her name back in the 70s and 80s. Looked just like her. Looked like a real witch. But we'll see. That, you know, people will keep voting these imbeciles in. Like in New York, New Jersey, they still keep voting nitwits in there to tax them to death. The same, all these states, you know, they're voting all these morons, Democrats, that just want to flood the country, take away from the Americans, and give to these illegals and illegals that haven't even been here a year to get Social Security, a lot of them. Give me a break. Who's kidding who here? They're getting better medical. They're getting Social Security, Section 8 housing. And you got Americans whose families been in here, fought in Civil War, a lot of them, can't even get medical assistance. It's absurd. And let's get to the real truth here about all this nonsense. Now, Trump has got to knuckle down and start, like I tell you many times, and we know the guy in Jersey agrees with me on that, I want to see some arrest. I'm going to still vote for the guy, but he's going to have to show me something. He's going to arrest people, man. Now, if Biden gets in there, Michael, it'll be utter disaster. And everybody in your listening audience needs to know that. It'll be utter disaster, ladies and gentlemen, because if you get Biden in there, that moron, that bumbling buffoonery of him, a 98-year-old brain, we'll be in utter chaos. Look, right now they're talking about the food shortages, Michael. There could be a major war because over food. But let me tell you, that could really lead to potentially disaster. The oil's one thing and all that, but, you know, but people need food. So let's hope that we keep producing and all that. But Michael, I wish you'd do an hour with nobody interrupting you and just talk about what illegal immigration has done to the food supply as far as how many people are actually working in the agricultural industry. I like to have hardcore facts. How many people are actually coming here illegally, working in these different picking crops and all that, because they use a lot of robotic stuff now. I want to know what the actual figure is to the within a 20,000. I would like to know how many illegals are actually picking crops and what are they doing. And the ones that are not, what are they doing? They all cutting grass or doing lawn service? What are they doing? What is their modus of operandi here? Other than legal votes, illegal votes for the Democrats. Hell, they're getting free college. You got these Democrats want to give them $500 to $1,500 check. It's unbelievable.
Yep. A lot of free stuff there.
Yeah, it's a lot of corruption.
People shouldn't even be here.
It's utter corruption. It's absolutely absurd. buffoonery. That's the word, buffoonery. And people are hoodwinked to thinking we got to be accepting this nonsense from these dirty demon rats like Pigs Pelosi and all that. Hey, her husband's worth $600 million. Did you know that?
Yes.
The Pelosi's husband. And she's worth, like, I think I saw was like $48 million. How did she make so much money in Feinstein? How did these all these broads make so much money in politics, man? How did they get so filthy rich in California? How?
It's a mystery.
It is a mystery. It needs to be resolved. So, anyway, Michael, that's really basically all I got, other than the fact that we'll see. Trump's got a time on immigration legally, so it should be extended way longer than that, until after the 2050 election. That's when it should be stopped. But as long as those Democrats get those illegal votes, Michael, they're going to be flooding. Look, New Jersey, you got one guy admitted. That state will never go back Republican. Never. You think Hawaii will ever be Republican, conservative? Tulsi Gabbard's about as conservative as you can get. No. Those states are gone. They want to get taxed to death. Illinois. These states are absolutely absurd. They're gone. Destroyed. Chicago had 26 shootings over the weekend, Michael. Baltimore had, I think it was like 16. And it's unbelievable. These cities, you don't even hear, they keep that out of the media now. They don't want to tell you the crime rate in all these cities in lower 48. I mean, it's unbelievable. You should one of these days have a FBI statistic on that. Bring up the FBI statistics on how many gun violence is going on still in this country, even with a coronavirus going on. Who's kidding who? This is nonsense. Yeah, people are dying from this. It is a horrible thing that the Chinese or whoever brought this, America, whoever brought this. You know, Michael, you know what they've been showing all weekend on TV? Have you been seeing all these shows? They've been showing Wild Wild West. They're showing all these old reruns of viruses with Miguelito, and they show all these viruses that James West had a battle, and then they show Transporter and how they have all these viruses and anti-serum to give people injections to save. You know, that guy, what was he, the guy, the bald-headed guy, he's doing the actor, I can't think of his name, Jason Statham, he does all these shows, and it's all about viruses and this and that, and I noticed they're showing them like crazy now, they're rerunning them like every 4 hours they'll be running the same movie on. It's unbelievable. And basically they all have to pertaining to viruses and stuff from, you know, it's unbelievable what's going on. And then now I got all this stuff happening, and, you know, Mike, we're not hearing nothing about Taiwan. What's going on with Taiwan? Did they seal their borders completely off of China?
The last I heard about Taiwan was that they were upset that China sent a naval exercise close to their coast again. But that was a few days ago.
Okay, well, I'll leave you one thought, Michael. What would happen if China were to invade Taiwan? You think the United States would jump in and back Taiwan, or would they just let it go?
I think at this point the United States wants a war with China because the alternative is for China to take over as the world's strongest economy and the world's strongest technology. Because the United States has literally bet the ranch on the war machine, and the war machine is coming up short.
Well, you know, Michael, there again, I agree with you on that. I honestly think we're looking at World War III with China. And I mean militarily. I really believe that. And I believe it's going to spark either in Taiwan or the straits there where they're building all those islands. Something's going to happen. Remember I told you that. Something will happen in the future between us and China, and it's going to be a bad situation. I think it'll be much worse for them because I think their food supply will be totally, there'll be no dogs or cats to eat left. Remember, the United States does feed most of the world, most of it. We do have a big portion of the food distributed out of this country, so we'll see how it goes out. I hope there's no war and praying for peace, but I don't know. All this is all about power. And these billionaires and some trillionaires, I don't know what I think that's what they want. They're demonic.
Yeah. I think they're losing control, and that's the big problem. All right. Well, Tom, we got to let you go and take a break for commercials. We got other callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones here to Stuart in Florida. Hello, Stuart. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. First off, Tom, I think you're thinking of the actress Yvonne DiCarlo. That aside, I think one of the takeaways from what happened with this hoax is that it needs to be reinforced to people that the politicians are not going to save you. They're a bunch of scumbags, with rare exceptions. And the fact that this was a hoax and a lie needs to be publicized by whatever means to your local area and the businesses there. Because they're going to get ready to try to do this again in the fall. And the only way, thing that will save us and the small businesses is going to be mass civil disobedience. And that's it. You can tell these business people, if you don't ignore the orders, you're going to lose your business anyway. So what do you got to lose? And once things open up, that's our chance to get the information out so that we can counter and prevent this fiasco from happening again. Your thoughts?
Well, yeah, we're already seeing all these warnings about how some virus is going to come back in the fall. They're still promoting this idea that warm weather will make the coronavirus go away. But we're seeing all these studies saying, no, it won't. We've seen the coronavirus take hold in countries that have warm temperatures, and it doesn't seem to impede that at all. As far as the civil disobedience, we're already starting to see that. And, you know, they're trying to clamp down on people who are doubting the official story. I mean, you've got YouTube and Facebook and all these corporate social media companies are now acting as the gatekeepers for what people can say and not say, which, again, First Amendment should apply and does apply if you go from the Cherry Sisters legal precedent. But at this day and age, the government's attitude toward the Bill of Rights and the Constitution is lackadaisical, to say the least. Remember what George W. Bush said? George W.
That's
Bush.
Right.
He said the Constitution is a blankety-blank piece of paper. Okay?
Yep. Okay, thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks. We're going to switch over to Tom in Utah. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. It's just a brief one. I wish I had my site. I would be examining the graph of the infection curve from Sweden and laying it over our infection curve. And as best I can determine from what people have described to me, it's pretty much a match. So it pretty much kicks out that the primary transmission is human to human. And that really
yes.
bothers me that they announce that all of the pathologists or virologists are saying we're going to get hit again. Well, not the people I know. Once you've had the experience, even if it comes back in the swing back from the southern hemisphere, you'll not be the one to be taken down by it. Anyway, that's all I want to say is I'd like somebody to take and match the curve, the infection curve of the U.S., lay it on top of the Swedish experience, and except for a few variations in population size, it'll be up and down about the same rate.
Underscores the fact that all this social isolation, social distancing and everything really didn't work, especially if you compare Sweden to Great Britain.
Exactly. Yeah, see, my experience is always that the infection graphs were pretty much consistent no matter where you looked. Didn't matter whether you quarantine a nation. We didn't do that anyway. But it would be kind of nice if I could see that graph and validate my understanding of it, that it is basically a match. Anyway, that's all I want to do. I don't want to overburden anybody with my experience.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. I'm going to leave off the other phone calls until after this next commercial break here. Speaking of Iran, their Revolutionary Guards Corps has unveiled a new technology that they claim enables the detection and diagnosis of the new coronavirus within a 100-meter radius in just seconds. The technology was inaugurated apparently a week ago in the presence of Major General Hossein Salami, the chief commander of the elite IRGC force. The technology can detect infected surfaces and diagnose individuals who carry the pathogen within 5 seconds. It's been developed by the scientists serving the country's Basij Volunteer Force. The IRGC commander described the development as a novel and singular scientific advancement. Well, nice if it works here. All righty. Apparently, this is kind of interesting. Matt Hancock lost his cool when he told a radio interviewer the government won't release the exit plan because the public can't be trusted with it. And that, I think, reveals a lot about how the government thinks about you. We're going to take a break for commercial, and we'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today? Laura, are you there? Laura, are you there? Going once? Going twice? Okay, let's switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Hello, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Man, I thought the record player was playing backwards there for a second.
Well, I don't know. You take some of those Black Sabbath albums, you play them backward on your, it messes up the needle.
You will die tomorrow, man. Yeah, Mike, again, some people calling in, it's not a hoax. James from Tokyo just called in not too long. I'm glad, Mike, I said this a couple times when I called in. I'm glad he called in. I hope him and his two sons, I believe he has two sons, are doing well. Because I know the cases in Tokyo were going down, but then I was hearing at the hospital, they were turning people away at certain hospitals. They were, like, filled up. So, I mean, I don't know if he can call back tomorrow if he has the time to let us know what's going on, and maybe he should hunker down. Because you know what, Mike?
Well, here's my question I have for this, because we're hearing hospitals are turning patients away, and then we hear about other hospitals where there are no patients at all. Why don't we take the overflow from this hospital and just bust them on over to this other hospital where they're laying staff off because they don't have enough patients?
This is true. You know, that's also, isn't it weird? Like, I mean, I know they set up those staging areas in case they get overflow. You know, like it's in case, remember the surge, if there's more people that they can handle, they would be pulled off. Because I know in New Jersey, they're setting up at the, I think, the Meadowlands, like the Army Corps of Engineers, I believe,
yes,
are setting up like, but I mean, they just don't know. You know, I told you this, nobody knows anything. Trump don't know anything. I mean, obviously the National Security Council knew something in November. They knew something. But I mean, it's you know what, Mike? There's a disconnect going on with everybody. You know, it's just like, it's a bureaucracy. You know, and then also you have politics involved. And it's not going to be good in the long run. You know, it's going to be pretty bad, you know. But I mean, I don't know. I mean, how's it going in Indiana? Like, what are you seeing? What are you hearing? I mean, I don't know. When's the last time you're out? How often are you going out? I mean, I'm only going out every 3 weeks now. I mean, I don't want to go to the store every couple of days, you know. But, like, I mean, what are you seeing or hearing around, like, in Indiana?
Well, around this part of Indiana, because we don't get to the other counties. I mean, we've got one county, Marion County, that's a real COVID-19 hotspot. Here in Spencer County, we've only got 4 confirmed cases. And at least around here, people are still going to the holiday food supermarket, and they're going to the hardware store. The liquor store is curbside only now. The local hairstyling place is closed, and various other things like that. But around here, most people are getting tired of the lockdown. They want to get back to business. There are a few people who are convinced that this virus is a real problem and that ending the lockdown is going to trigger, you know, a mass epidemic in the area.
Yeah, it's a trade-off. Of course, if you look at Georgia, they open essential businesses like gyms. Gyms and hair salons. Like, I mean, come on. I mean, tattoo parlors, really? But you know what? You know what scares me, Mike? It's just the human nature is just to be like, they go out, nobody's going to really do social distancing. You know that. Like, I don't see the movie theaters coming back or airlines or maybe cruise lines, partially maybe.
I don't know. I think cruise lines are going to take a long, long time to recover, because, you know, on any kind of an ocean vessel, you're in close proximity with each other, maintaining social distance. Is virtually impossible. And after what happened with some of these well-publicized infections and everything, I think the cruise lines are going to be a long time coming back. They're going to be making some great deals like the airlines are. In fact, right now over in Hawaii, everybody's taking advantage of the low airline fares to go vacation in Hawaii, to the point where the indigenous people are out there saying, look, we don't know if these people are sick or not. They're not being checked coming on in. Maybe we need to sort of back off on some of this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, if everybody wears a mask and gloves, I could see the economy opening, not fast, but slowly. Testing, I don't know about, because there's not enough tests to go around, right? But I mean, if you look at this, like, how do you keep, like, if you have, like, a store, how do you keep a 6-foot distance, which is the minimum, because it's actually 30 feet, like you said. I mean, that's what the Chinese tested it at, right? 30 feet, 20, 27 feet. But how do you, I just don't see small business coming back in bulk. Like, you know, like in terms of, it's going to be just takeout. But, I mean, that's a lot. It's just, the economy's not, things aren't going to be back to what we think it is, because this is not just a fall issue thing. Because if it was, Florida wouldn't be having, like, cases now. You know, this is like, I don't see the temperature having anything to really do with this. Do you? Like, at this point?
No, I'm not either.
Yeah, and that's what worries me, because, and then you'll get another mutation or this or that. So I just see this as a long term problem. But I mean, they got, like I said, they got to get the mask and I'd say more mask than gloves. You know, if I go to the store, I wear gloves, but I don't wash everything down and bleach in the bathtub. That's nuts, you know. But don't touch your face. Just wear a mask. That's how I look at it. And if they give masks to people, maybe then they can open the economy wider. But like I said again, it's human nature. And like with the beaches, people are just gonna not wear anything. Obviously, you're on a beach, and that's where the problem comes, Mike. You know. But Mike, have a good night and take care.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to go back to Laura in Michigan. Laura, welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
I was going to talk about, Tom said that we voted in Gretchen. The thing is that election was the one that Trump won Michigan. And when Trump won Michigan, we also kept our Republican state house. Woke up in the morning, we got this Democrat governor, Democrat attorney general, lesbian attorney general. There had to be vote fraud. I know that Wayne County had more votes than they had population. But she's also a Soros girl. I know he has control over a lot of the voting machines. So you can't tell me that she got in fair and square.
Well, that's the problem with our election system. There's no way to validate it, no way to verify it. They're not even checking the ID of voters to make sure that they haven't already voted or that they're even entitled to vote. I mean, our election system is a joke to the rest of the world.
Right. Remember how Jimmy Carter used to go to different countries to make sure the votes were counted correctly?
Yes.
Look what we got. We got the worst voter fraud than any of these countries.
You know, it is possible to have honest elections.
Now they're going to have another rally in Lansing April 30th. And my idea was, they won't do this, but my idea was everybody stand outside the state house and give the governor a finger and get to have the Guinness Book of World Records, the most people giving a governor the finger at one time.
Well, that's a great idea.
Yeah, I think so.
That's a great idea. I'd show up to do that one myself.
We could get Guinness Book of World Records out there.
Okay.
I think
anything
she knows
else?
How everybody feels about her.
Yeah.
I call her the Bolshevik witch, although it's up to the B.
When she came on out and said she was going to extend the lockdown just to punish the protesters, I mean, that's got to tell you something about her mental, her attitude toward the voters.
Exactly. I'm glad you thought my idea was good.
I think it's a great idea. I hope you get in the Guinness Book.
Yep, okay. Well, thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Robert in Kentucky. Hello, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? What's going on?
Well, not much, as you can tell from the show today.
No, I know. You always have a good show, man. You've been putting in a lot of work all these years, and we all appreciate it. You know that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but some of the callers are kind of, it's like mundane. Like a lot of people, they just want to hear you talk about the news and like read your articles and stuff, you know, like, and just not take any of the calls, you know?
Well, you know, I get emails on both sides of the argument. You know, I've got emails saying that they want more interaction between me and the callers, which I'm trying to do. I'm getting people saying that they like the callers, and then I'm getting other people saying, like you, more news and less callers, and I'm trying to keep everybody happy here.
I know. You've been doing a good job over these years, Mike. I appreciate it, you know. But I wanted to talk about patriotism.
Okay.
So basically, I mean, most of the callers today, they've been saying, you know, wear your mask, you know, put your gloves on, just stay indoors and be scared. None of it makes sense, Mike.
Well, I'll be very honest. When Claire and I go out, you know, we wear masks and gloves as well. Not because we're that concerned about the coronavirus for ourselves personally, but we're trying to set an example, you know, based on the precautionary principle. The problem is we don't really know how serious the problem actually is, so we prefer to err on the side of caution. And I know there's a lot of people who are saying, you know, you shouldn't bother wearing that. But on the other hand, you know, we got in early. We got boxes of masks and gloves before the price gouging began. And so we've got them to spare.
Right. And then when you go to the grocery stores, they have like, I went to the shop right the other day. They had all these squares set up. And when I walked in there, she was like, follow the squares. I mean, what does that even mean? Is there like a traffic signal or something like follow the squares, do this? That's not legal, is it?
Well, it's not legal, but I think for a lot of people, it's an article of their comfort zone. And our local food market has the same thing. They're X's, not squares. We went to Walmart earlier today. They're enforcing one-way traffic lanes, at least at the front of the store. And they also have squares on the floor. And the idea is you stand on a square, and if everybody else is standing on squares, then you're 6 feet apart. Not that it's really going to work, because, again, especially for those people not wearing masks, which there were quite a few of, you know, a cough or a sneeze or even just talking can spread the virus particles aerosolized much further than 6 feet. But that's the number that everybody's saying, 6 feet will keep you safe.
Yeah, that makes sense. But so basically, if everybody goes along with it, that's the only way they'll be able to pull it off, right? If everybody just rolls over and shows their belly like a little dog.
Well, actually, we had somebody today who was coming toward us on an aisle, and they just turned around and went the other way. Now, whether that's because they were concerned we were infectious or because they just didn't like the way I look, I don't know.
No, it's because they were scared like Dustin from New Jersey, right?
Well,
like a little scaredy cat, you know, just hide.
You know, I'd rather be wrong and alive than... you know, the alternatives.
Yeah, I know that's true. But, I mean, it goes back to the old saying. Like, I don't, like, what is it? What was, safe tyranny or whatever under, like, different circumstances? You know, you'd rather have, you know, you can be safe or something, and then under, you know, what is it? Alexander Hamilton? What was he saying?
Franklin. It was Ben Franklin who said, those who sacrifice liberty for security deserve neither security nor liberty.
Yeah, something like that, right? You know, and under tyranny. I think a lot of these people are just going to kiss the boot, right? As it crushes their neck?
Well, you know, this is a long way away from the boot crushing the neck. We're talking about face masks and gloves, which, you know, like I said, if you got them before the price gouging, it's rather inexpensive. And again... it's for the comfort of those around us, not counting the lady who turned her shopping cart around and got away from us.
Gloves and masks don't work, though. The masks don't work, and it's nothing. And then a lot of this before that, remember the Surgeon General? He had just got done telling us, he was like, you don't need a mask. And then it was like, all of a sudden, a couple of days later, he's like, yeah, just cough in your hand, cough in your arm, and then... The other article I know, what's his name, Peter from Los Angeles brought it up. He was like, yeah, they gave like a million masks to the, you know, IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, and then they were telling our soldiers just to like make a T-shirt out of it. And then the T-shirt that they showed the guy that brought up, it had naloxone on it. You know what naloxone is, right?
No, I do not.
It's, you know, Narcan.
Okay. Gotcha.
For the opioids, you know what I'm saying? It's like they're trolling us. And then, I don't know, man. There's just a lot of stuff going on. But I don't know. Like I said, people are going to have all their guns. You can have the Second Amendment all you want. And then at the end of the day, Trump also said, take the guns first, do process later. And then Feinstein, remember Barbara Feinstein? She rubbed her hands together and they smiled. And then Trump banned bump stocks and all this stuff. So, you know, like I said, at the end of the day, I called in. I told the guy, what's his name, twiddling the dials in the control room about patriotism. And you can have all the guns you want, all the ammo you want, all the body armor, all that shit you want. But if you ain't gonna do with it, nothing with it, it doesn't mean anything. If we all don't stand together and rise up at one time, it's over with. And if you don't have the police on your side or the National Guard or your local area people, none of it's going to matter. So, you know, like I said, people want to be slaves. And I told you, the jackboot is crushing our throats right now, Mike. I'm telling you, it's stepping on your throat. Maybe not yours, because everybody right now, they're kind of comfortable. I've been going to the grocery stores and all this stuff. The chicken's running out, the food. I guess that's what it'll take, right? But maybe not. People want to be slaves, you know, like, I'll say this and I'll stop and I'll let you go, Mike. what's his name? It's not Tom from Florida, the one guy that loves Trump. He said, oh, I'm going to get my Trump check, and I'm going to take a picture of it. He said, I'm going to take
a
picture of it.
Okay, I'm sorry, I thought Claire had an accident.
He said, I'm going to take a picture of it, and Trump's check. You know, I'm going to look at it and take a picture. It's going to be cool. What's his name? Come on, you know what I'm talking. You know what I'm talking about. The one guy that called in all the time about he was mad about the ship captain. I'm telling you, people want to be slaves.
Robert, I got to let you go.
People want to be slaves. Mike,
commercial break. We'll be right back with our last segment.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And welcome back to our show here, last segment of our program today. The phone lines are closed, and I'm going to get some news stuck in here before the closing music theme here. Right now, the United States is the country with the most coronavirus deaths in the world compared to all other nations. And Donald Trump knows the Democrats are going to be using that death figure against him come November. Nancy Pelosi's already out there saying that Trump is personally responsible for everybody who's died from COVID-19. So Donald Trump has come on out claiming that other countries are covering up the number of deaths they've had, which I think was not the way to go on this. The National Health Service is saying that patients should be placed face down and they're more likely to survive. But apparently a lot of doctors are saying they're using it only as a risky last resort. Now, a very alarming development is the coronavirus can apparently disable immune cells that fight off infections. In this, it's similar to HIV, and this would allow the virus to reactivate in some patients. Okay. Apparently, the Saudis are using COVID-19 as a fig leaf to exit from the Yemen quagmire. They were expecting that was going to be a very short war. The Houthis have held on. They're now in control of some key parts of the country, and Saudi Arabia wants to quit and go home. And apparently they're going to say, well, we're afraid of COVID-19, so we're going to withdraw with dignity and honor. Okay, apparently the U.S. government has legally moved to block the release of a trove of documents about 9/11. And the families of the victims had gone to court to get these records released, and at the last second, the U.S. government said, no, they've got to remain secret, and they can't even explain the reasons for the secrecy. Reasons for the secrecy are secret. Getting on back to Iran, in a new foreign affairs article this week, Eric Edelman of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies and the Council on Foreign Relations, Ray Takai, I think that's pronounced, is saying the United States should be using every tool of statecraft at its disposal to aid dissidents in Iran to overthrow the regime. They tried that back in 2009, and it didn't work very well. But here we go. Regime change. The U.S. mucking about with other people's countries, and then, you know, when the people in those countries start hating the United States, they say, oh, they hate us for our freedoms. Really, that's it. You know, they've got no other reason there. Apparently, Palestinians are very upset at the Netanyahu-Gantz joint government because Netanyahu was out there saying that he's pushing forward with annexation of large portions of the West Bank, and the Palestinian officials are saying that the annexation ends the peace deal and they're ending all forms of cooperation with Israel. So that's going to flare up again. Okay, the U.S. national debt has skyrocketed to levels unseen since World War II because of all the spending for COVID-19. And there's the music for the end of the program here. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. And please spread the word of RBN. Spread the word of WhatReallyHappened.com. Don't forget the Front Sight Training Academy deal. $500 one-time donation buys you a lifetime free commander membership. And please donate to RBN. Please donate to WhatReallyHappened.com. We need the money to, well, in my case, I need to buy a new, bigger server. So we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.